Maseches Demai Perk Zayin Mishnah Dalid 7-4. This Mishnah again talks about using Brera to solve a tithing problem on Shabbos before Shabbos. The particular case here, before I read the words, is dealing with Tevel, not Demai, and therefore Truma Gadol has to come out also. It also is dealing with a case where one has possession of his food now before Shabbos, as opposed to the first Mishnah of the Perek, which talked about being a guest in someone's house and not being able to tithe that food now because he doesn't have access to it, doesn't own it till later. Here we're saying that the owner has possession and ownership of his food on Friday, and therefore he is able to tithe it on Friday afternoon. So the particular case here says, Halokeach yai miben hakusim, a person who purchases wine from the kusim, from the Samaritans. So now, the reason we're coming onto Samaritans kusim and not just saying he buys it from a Jew, tevel, is because under normal circumstances, Jews don't sell tevel. They're not allowed, they're not supposed to. And remember, Yochanan Kohen Gadol ascertained that the Amei Haaretz don't sell tevel. They tithe, they take off Truma Gadol, etc., and what they give out is demai. So we have to come onto a case where we're talking about tevel vadai instead of pointing at Jews doing that inappropriate, you know, forbidden activity of selling tevel to unsuspecting purchasers. Here we have kusim doing it. Now the kusim, if you recall, at least in the time of the Mishnah here, were considered to be Jewish and took certain parts of the Torah seriously, namely the Torah Shebichsav as opposed to Torah Shebaal Peh, and therefore they tithed because the Torah Shebichsav says they have to tithe, but they didn't care about the Isser of Lifnei Iver. They weren't afraid of because that's Lifnei Iver literally in the Torah. The Pesukim mean in front of a blind person, Lositin Michshal, you can't put a stumbling block, and that doesn't have the rabbinic understanding according to the Kusim of, you know, you can't trip up a person in halacha. So they had no problem with selling untithed food to Jewish purchasers, and it was caveat emptor, buyer beware, and that was the problem of the purchaser. So that's what we've come on to talking about kusim. In any case, the case here is that the purchaser has tevel vadai, and therefore needs all the tithe done. And he, according to the Bartanura, the case is that he purchase it in Banish Mashas, and therefore they're in a big rush because there's no longer time to do the tithing. There's a bit of a caution that because you're not supposed to buy anything during Banish Mashas. That means, you know, Shabbos is possibly in. Okay, so Manny explained it. What he means is he purchased this wine very late Friday afternoon, and by the time he'd be able to do the tithing now already, it's Banish Mashas. So what can he do? Let's assume for a second the math is that there's 102 cups of wine in total that he purchased. So the math will be then that the first thing he takes off is Truma Gadola. That would be 2 out of 102, roughly, leaving him with 100. And then of the 100, he takes off 10, which will be going as Meiser. We don't have to worry about Truma's Meiser because that's the Levi's problem. He just takes off the Meiser and gives that to Levi. And then he takes off, since he had 100, he gave 10 to Levi as Meiser. He's left with 90, takes a tenth of that, or 9, and gives it as Meiser Sheni, leaving him with 81. So he started out at 102. He's given off 2 for Truma Gadola, 10 for Meiser Rishon, 9 for Meiser Sheni, a total of 21 that he gives away in various tithes, and he's left with the 81. So here in our Mishnah, we say, Omer, this person says in Banish Mashas, Shnei Lugin Shani Asid Lafrish, 2 of the Lugin, we'll call them cups for here. Lug is, you know, is the volume basically of 2 cups, in fact, about 500 cc. So he says, 2 Lugin, 2 of the cups, Shani Asid Lafrish, that I will separate later on, meaning not on Shabbos, but on Sunday. So he's on Friday afternoon during Banish Mashas, saying, I'm going to drink this wine on Saturday, Shabbos day, and on Sunday, I'll deal with the actual Hafrashas. But it'll rely on Breira to say retroactively it's tithed, so I can drink it on Shabbos and then worry about the tithing being retroactively effective come Sunday when I actually physically take out the 2, 10, and 9. So again, he says, on Friday afternoon, Banish Mashas. Shnei Lugin Shani Asid Lafrish. 2 of the Lugin that I will in the future on Sunday separate Harei Hen Truma. That'll be the Truma Gadola. Va'asara and 10 more that I'll separate after that. Meiser. That'll be Meiser Rishon. Va'tesha and then the 9 more I'll separate after that. Meiser Sheni. And then Mechel Vashosa. He can go right ahead and drink now on Shabbos this wine, relying on Breyer that it will retroactively be okay. So this Mishnah again, of course, is relying on Breyer. La halacha, as I said before, I believe, and I'm saying again now, We paskin that Breira does not work. The leniencies of Breira do not work when it comes to matters Doraisa, only Midorabanan. And since here we're talking about Tevel Midoraisa, this Mishnah, this part of the Mishnah talking about fixing tithing Tevel Vadai, things that are required to be tithed Midoraisa on late Friday afternoon, would not be Lalacha. You can't make it work. It could work, however, had it been Demai, because remember, Demai is only rabbinically required.